radio check.
Virgin VX8, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November Golf. I hear you. Talk some more. I'll give you a better signal report.
That's a good copy there. I have you about a 3 or 4 on my scale there. Hooked up my new 2-meter 70-centimeter antenna today, and I have it about 30 feet off the ground, and I'm doing a radio check with it.
Audio is slightly hot. Turn down the mic gain just a little bit. But no, audio is fine. I'll see you put up a big base antenna on your roof. Where are you at?
I'm in Anderson County, Interstate 85, Exit 21 in South Carolina, Anderson, South Carolina.
There's some repeater in that area that I've talked to on a few occasions. Yeah, all right, you're pretty far. Right now I'm in, let's see, where is this? Malden, near I-85.
That's a good copy there. You're hitting me with an S7 now, S7. Like I said, I just hooked this up. I wanted to make sure it was all working right and everything. Getting ready to push it up a little bit more here shortly.
Centimeters as well, because I'm not sure what's around on 70.
Yeah, I don't either. When I was looking at the specs of the antenna, the reviews on this one was pretty good. They had it was normally like 129, and I don't know if there was a new model out or something, but I paid $55 for it delivered to my house, and really, just playing it with today, this is, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and I like the price, that's for sure.
Repeater just fine. It might even hit it on less power. On 70 centimeters. See, I come from the Long Island, New York City area, where it was just the opposite. There was a whole lot of traffic on 70 centimeters, not all that much on 2 meters. Now, New York is flat, so 70 centimeters does better. But I think there's one or two repeaters. There's a 446. Well, I don't know the frequency, but and I think they're all linked together. So if you hit the one repeater, you pretty much hit them all.
In South Carolina, they link together about 8 or 9 different repeaters across the state. Greenville being one of them, and the Ash. I don't know if you're just driving through, if you live here now, or if you're on vacation, but Simplex does work in this area. You will have hikers hike on top of mountains and do chrono checks, summit stuff, and locals use it sometimes just to drive around. Plus, you have the Asheville Mitchell repeater, too.
You can get into even from here, probably. That's got, I don't know, maybe a 100-mile radius to the thing.
It's one of my favorite repeaters there. Are you driving through, or do you live here now?
Here now. I moved down here, back in 2012. Let's see. Where was I going? I-85, right over there. Okay. I was heading up to Harbor Freight to see if I need any tools. But what was I saying? Yeah, the 70-centimeter repeaters are all linked. And I think the SC Hearts network, I think they only link up on the weekends. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe it's linked up now and they take it down, or, you know. But they link that up. They've got maybe half a dozen repeaters going, like, up, even up and down the coast. I don't know if that's linked up now or not. It's you know, half a dozen repeaters.
KE6TCG.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf. I just heard on the weather station, the National Weather Service, that you guy who's heading to Harbor Freight is going to be in for a hell of a blow and hail. Just thought I'd let you know about it.
Don't have to go there now. I was just gonna. Yeah, I was looking for. I was gonna get another battery for the one I hooked up to the solar power grid, but you know, not a priority.
just wanted to make sure you didn't end up in the storm.
I've dealt with, but thanks for the weather report. This is KD2BNG and the other station, if you're still there, go ahead.
2BNG, KN4RJN.
KD2BNG, how you doing?
Storm blew through here in Inman about 5 minutes ago, and it went through pretty quick. If you can find something to get under and hold off for about 10 minutes, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, as I said, I was just going, let's see, where am I now? 85 and Whitehorse Road. Yeah, I was just going to look at a few things in Harbor Freight Tools. Mainly just, the battery for my solar panel. I was hoping to get a new one. But, again, not a priority. If it gets real nasty, I'll pull off the road a bit.
Pretty heavy-duty wind and rain here for about, 5-10 minutes, and then it blew on through. I don't know if we were on the edge of it or in the middle of it. From the radar, it looked like we might be close to the middle of it, but they were saying some pretty heavy-duty hail. I didn't see any, but I'm downstairs looking out the window. So, be careful out there.
I've ever driven when it gets foggy on I-81. There's that high pass where it goes through is it I-81 or I-77 on the way through Virginia, and sometimes you'll get fog rolling in for no reason and visibility drops to like 20 feet. So that gets to be exciting driving. Weather doesn't really bother me much.
Daughter went to West Virginia University, so I've been on both those roads, and yeah, that gets hairy when the visibility drops to the front of your car.
Pass I mean, it's near the town of Fancy Gap, or one of those, it winds up through the mountains, this long, if you're a trucker, put it in the lower gear so you don't slide off the mountain, but... I've seen fog roll in there. It's a clear day and suddenly pea soup fog comes rolling in. But if you're going up north, that's, the best way to go, other than take 95 up the coast, which nobody really wants to do.
Yeah, my son and I walked our bikes through New York on 95 once, and I swore I'd never get on that road again.
Right now, I would take 85 to 77 and then just keep going up, and sooner or later, somewhere in like Virginia, it hooks up with I-81. And then whatever the heck gets into New York, I-78 goes right into New Jersey. And, I've taken that way at least half a dozen times. That's usually what the truck drivers will do, because they're looking for the least complicated. I-95, I've done that. I don't really like it.
Took a motorcycle trip up to Canada, and we went up 95, and we literally walked through New York. The traffic was so bad.
I can imagine, but... now would be a good time for a motorcycle trip up that way, if I had a motorcycle. I've never tried to really ride a motorbike. At my age, I'd fall off.
Well, I crashed mine last year, and I haven't replaced it yet, so, and I'm not sure if I'm going to, but in any event, it was a fun trip, but that trip through New York, I mean, we had to pull off in Spanish Harlem, let the bikes cool off because we weren't going fast enough to keep them cool. And it was hot. It was about this time of year.
To take that route up to New York, the problem is Richmond, Virginia and Washington, D.C. Now, do you take the Beltway around D.C.? Or do you actually go like Anacostia Freeway and go through D.C., you know, through the through downtown? And believe it or not, depending upon the day, what time of day, just going right through the center of D.C. might be faster.
Now, the Beltway is a bit of a mess. It's like 465 around Indianapolis. It's a racetrack.
So, Pat, you know, whenever I did it last, so I think it was easier. Or, let's see, Deborah and I were doing it. We were driving two separate cars. We had to get, we were going, for some reason we had to go in two vehicles. So I got on the radio and I said, look, you go around the Beltway, I'll go through D.C. and see where we meet up. And I think I ended up ahead of her. But had I gotten, you know, the different later in the day, it would have ended up maybe the reverse.
What day it is and what time of day it is, but yeah, it's a crapshoot either way.
Chris is in session, or you know, what else is going on in or New York City? That's the other one. You can always tell when the United Nations is in session because traffic on the West Side Highway and the FDR around like 48th Street. Yeah, you might as well park the car and give up. Oh, yeah, it's, UN must be in session. We're sitting here on the FDR, not moving.
Yeah, well, we went through on Father's Day weekend, and, I never got out of first gear.
Now we got rain. Yeah, you hear that? You're right, it was here. Went into it rather suddenly.
Here real quick and then disappeared real quick, so it ought to be gone in about 5-10 minutes.
Almost at the Harbor Freight place, not that I know what I really gonna do, just I guess more than anything else, had to get out of the house and ride around.
Well, the sun's shining here right now, so it moved through here pretty quick, so it ought to be clearing up there in a few.
See, it's clearing up already. Let me not keep you. Let me find a place to park and see if there's anything I want to do here.
Well, have a good one. 73 Street, KN4RJN, clear.
KD2VNG, I'm clear.